transmitiendo desde San Ildefonso número 28, Antigua Escuela de Jurisprudencia, Proyecto Grado Cero en la Enseñanza del Derecho en México, esto es Procrastinando, un programa de filosofía del derecho con un carácter meramente informal. Well, I wait so long for my love vibration, and I'm dancing with myself. Dancing with myself, oh, dancing with myself. When there's nothing to lose and there's nothing to prove, but I'll be dancing with myself. Oh, oh, oh. Hey, Bob, it's all over the world, and there's every type of girl. But your empty eyes seem to pass me by, and you're dancing with myself. ¿Qué tal, amigos de Proyecto Grado Cero? Hoy nos encontramos transmitiendo desde el Hotel Radisson en una entrevista con Paul Salum. Como ustedes saben, él es el actor que representa a Big Man en este programa que se transmitía en Canal 11 Niños. Y pues muchísimas gracias por estar con nosotros. Muchas gracias. Thanks a lot for this interview.
Oh, well, thank you, Lepita. Thanks for having me.
Okay, Paul Salum, could you tell us about your work as a comedic puppeteer? For example, The Bread and the Puppet?
The Bread and Puppet Theater?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, yeah. The Bread and Puppet Theater is a kind of a neo-German expressionist, radical, political, Luddite. I don't know if you know that word, Luddite.
Yeah.
And I joined when I was 19 in college, and I still work there in the summertime. And actually, my daughter has been in shows, and my grandchildren, so it's three generations we've worked in Bread and Puppet. And so that's how I got introduced to puppetry.
And how was your experience in that work?
It was fun. It was great. And it was very interesting. The director is a guy named Peter Schumann. He's like he's the founder with his wife, Elke Schumann. And he's a remarkable artist, completely amazing artist. And so I learned everything I know, or just about everything I know, from being in Bread and Puppet.
Over these years, you have played in different places with puppets. We saw you doing Constantonian, that is that shows for kids. And we want to know, you travel in many places doing festivals. What was your favorite festival you have played?
With the puppet shows, you
mean?
I don't know. I mean, I can tell you some interesting ones. I went to East Germany, which, you know, is no longer East Germany, it's Germany, but when the so-called Iron Curtain existed, and it was really interesting being in a communist country, and it was an international puppetry festival, so that was very different and very unusual. They just have a different way of doing things, and it was kind of grim there, but I had a lot of fun. And I just came back from Sicily, and I did a show in Sicily, and that was a gas. That was really fun. They liked this stuff a lot, and those people in Sicily and in Europe, they never heard of Beekman. They're not interested. It means nothing to them. They brought me for the puppet show. So it's just a whole other thing.
Okay. Thanks. As we know, your work in favor of gay rights.
Mm-hmm.
What you have done to defend these rights and to avoid the discrimination?
Not a damn thing. No. That's a good question. I mean, what I've tried to do in terms of my own activism or whatever is to make puppet shows about things that I'm interested in. And I have a show that's called the Punch and Judy Show, and it's a takeoff on the traditional English Punch and Judy show, but it's gay. It's Punch and Judy. It's a couple. So I use this archetypical Western European archetype to talk about things like gay rights and marriage rights and the LAPD, Los Angeles Police Department, and capital punishment, and the difference between gay people who are queer and gay people who are more gay. You know what I mean? Difference between gay and queer, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, and...
Well, we know that you work as a filmmaker.
Yeah.
But how do you begin to, in this media? Because when we do puppets, when you do television, it's not the same. When you
right.
are filmmakers, it's different.
Right.
How do you begin, and what is the experience?
Well, it just kind of fell in my lap. We made a puppet version of Dante's Inferno, and it was really interesting. You know, I'm not, I wasn't trained as a filmmaker, and I'm not hugely interested in being one, but it was an interesting way to take puppets and put them on the screen, and it was a good way to tell the Dante's Inferno and tell that story. What else did I want to say? I mean, it's all different. If you're doing puppets, you do the little characters, you know. Hey, how you doing? Hey, not the dad. So, but then, if you have to put them down and be an actor, you just put them down, and whatever you're doing with them, you do yourself. You know what I mean? Like, you put down the puppets, and you're a puppet. So I'm a puppet, and then the puppets are puppets. It's just all not that different. It's all about pictures you see and pictures you make, and making a fool of yourself.
Talking about that, we want to know something about Big Man. We are talking about this main character. What does Paul Saloon learn from Big Man?
What did I learn from it? One of the interesting things was to learn how to take factual information, like scientific information, and turn that into something that's humorous and something that's funny. How to take something very complicated and distill it down into something much more simple and understandable by children. I mean, really by children. That's who we were aiming the show towards. It's something I've done all my life in my political satire, is I've taken complicated political issues and tried to boil them down to something simple, something visual that's simple or whatever. So Beekman's just a continuation of that. I mean, the character's just an exaggeration of me. You know, if I talk like this and roll my shoulders and bada-bing, bada-boom, you know, it's not that different than me. If I have a couple of cocktails, I turn into Beekman, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, you say, what does Paul learn about Beekman?
Mm-hmm.
But what does Beekman learn from Paul?
Not a damn thing. I don't know. That's a very existential question. I'll have to. Got to call Albert Camus and see what he thinks. I don't know. It's interesting. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how to answer that. I mean, the puppets, that I can answer. They puppets teach you what to do. They tell you what to do. You can't really tell them what to do. Like, they have things built into them that they want to do, and they're interested in doing. And I can force it, but they tell you what to do, the puppets. I don't think Beekman really does that, because Beekman's me.
Yeah.
It's just an exaggeration. The puppets are really different because they're different characters. They're female, or they're old, or, you know, they don't speak English, or whatever. All those millions of characters. Okay.
Okay, and we know that you make presentations at UNAM. How was your experience with making science something cool?
Well, I like doing it. It's funny because in the States, I'm not as well known as I am in Mexico City and in Brazil and other parts of Latin America. So before I came here, a couple of days before I came here, I did some shows in a grade school, elementary school, out in the desert. So I performed for about 250 kids, two shows in the cafeteria of the school. And it was just really interesting because the kids, they know Beekman from watching Netflix or whatever. In class, in school, that's how they know Beekman is from school. And they were so curious, and it was so palpable. You could feel their curiosity. And it got me really excited, you know. I really got excited. The kids were great. And it's just interesting to, you know, playing a school, which I don't do very often, and playing to a couple hundred kids, and then coming here and having all this happen, you know, and big shows and all that, and then go home and, you know, be the little man again. It's great. Now, what was your question? I'm sorry.
And how was the How was your experience at UNAM with these presentations?
Right, but I haven't done them yet. If I can look into the future. It was amazing.
Well, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Along the time you have been in this career you have done, what is the hardest thing, what the difficultest thing you have lived in your career, and what you learn from that?
Huh, the most difficult thing?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I mean, I guess you could say in a way the hardest thing is the creative part, is inventing stuff and, you know, writing and stuff. But it's not exactly true that it's the hardest. I mean, the hardest is the bureaucracy and the filling out forms and dealing with immigration and getting paperwork, all of that. That's hard. But the creative process is hard in its own way. What I've learned from the things that are difficult is that if you want to succeed in pretty much anything that you do, it seems like you have to be pretty relaxed. You got to be chilled out, which is hard for me. And you got to have a sense of humor. It really helps. And you got to stick with it and all that stuff. And, I try to enjoy life as much as I can, not let it get me down. Show business is like up and down like this all the time. And it's interesting, but I'm really lucky. I've had a great time, and I have a great job. I say I'm self-employed, but my boss is an idiot. You understand it? Yeah, I'm so okay.
Okay. For last, we want to know, what are you doing right now? What's your actual projects, and what are you planning for the future?
Wow, that's a good question. Well. I would like to come to Mexico and do many more shows, more of the Beekman shows. So I'm going to try to make that happen and organize that so I can come back, because it's been fun. And the other plans, I'm working on my ventriloquism. I'm trying to work on a small ventriloquism, the dummy. So I want to work on a new act for that. I've got a ventriloquist act I want to make for kids, a little one that that I can take to hospitals and stuff like that. And what else? I have a bunch of things I want to do. I want to make a PowerPoint, an interesting PowerPoint. There's no such thing, but and what else? I don't know.
You mean the interactive medias?
I'm like old school, low tech. That's my background.
Okay.
I do want to make some videos and post them on the internet. Yeah. I want to do this thing with like little guys like this, you know?
Yeah.
You make little faces. I want to make little films for YouTube. Because it's
funny.
Yeah, it is funny, and I've done some rehearsals, and they make really good puppets. They make really good puppets. There was a guy named Senor Vences. Do you know him from Spain? Oh, my God. The guy was unbelievable. He's one of my heroes, Senor Vences.
And tell us about how do you think about the theater and how is the message for the kids?
Oh, just the message, I guess, just to have a good time and a few laughs and... maybe some of the information will sink in. I mean, that's sort of false modesty or something, but you just try to entertain and have a good time and make the stuff understandable. Figure out how to take something very complicated and make it simple. It's like what we talked about before. And also compelling, and visually compelling, and at a nice rapid pace. That's my preference. Boom, 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 boom. It's all those things together. I didn't answer your question. This is what always happens. We had this press conference the other day, and people would ask me all these questions, and I would start answering them, and then I'd be like, what the hell do they ask me? Because my brain, it goes down these little roads, and then it takes a left, and then it takes a right, and it's like, where the hell am I? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not fun, let me tell you.
No more questions. Okay. Esto fue todo por hoy. Le agradecemos mucho. Thank you very much for this brief interview. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. And so long, UNAM. 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 Sí, UNAM. UNAM. What?
UNAM. UNAM.
Unam. I love you, baby, every one of you. Thank you and goodbye.
Another drink, and it'll give me time to think. If I had the chance, I'd ask a woman to dance, and I'll be dancing with myself. Oh, oh. Dancing with myself. Oh, oh. Dancing with myself. If I had the chance, I'd ask a woman to dance, and I'll be dancing with myself. Oh, oh.